Apple once asked him what features he'd like on a phone. When he quit doing TV interviews, CNN Financial News went out of business. Grocers put out the fresh food on Wednesdays because that is when he likes to shop. He is Gene Hensler, the most interesting PhD in Kennesaw.
I don't always host a radio show, but when I do, it's Money Talks. Stay invested, my friends.
I got my props there.
Hey, save me some of those cranberries, raspberries. Don't use all of them, the fresh ones. Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday.
There you go. I got you covered. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go to a little bit of financial strategy here and some questions. We have Timothy Burkhardt from Americas. What's the difference between an open-end and a closed-end fund, Teddy?
Closed-end fund, I'll start with that one. Closed-end fund, it has a limited amount of shares. Basically, a company goes out, they raise some money, they issue some shares, and they build a portfolio. It trades during the day, just like a stock, and just like an ETF, exchange-traded mutual fund, not mutual fund. And, I think one of the things you have to pay attention with a closed-end fund, it trades at a discount or premium to its net asset value, meaning the total value of the portfolio. And we definitely wouldn't buy one that sells for a premium. We may consider one that sells for a discount. We have in the past.
And also, too, within most closed-end funds, there's many of them use the opportunity to use debt. Otherwise,
yep.
use leverage.
Right. Yeah. And you see this a lot on fixed income. You know, these closed-end funds are pretty popular in that space, aren't they, Tim?
Yeah, we don't genuinely buy them, but we have a long time ago. Well, we bought New Age Media because we wanted some exposure to the broadcasting industry.
Yeah. And the open-end fund, just every day they calculate what the net asset value is, and you can sell it or buy it at that price.
Yep.
And it's calculated every day, so it's never selling for a premium or a discount.
Mm-hmm. And they create shares as money comes in.
That's right. Yep. So there's an unlimited.
So it's a continuous offering of shares.
Yep. That's correct.
By the company instead of a one-time.
Right. We will sell our share to you at net asset value, or we'll buy it from you in net asset value.
Right. Yep. Right.
We stand ready to do that.
And close the business each day.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. So that's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Generally, the open-end one is the most popular. We pointed out you have to only buy closed-end at a discount. And beware of people telling you this pays an 8% dividend when the basis on it is it's using leverage. Mm-hmm. And the minute short-term interest rates go up, your return goes from a plus 8% to a minus nothing.
Listen, back in the financial crisis, you know, they issue certain types of debt instruments to raise to do this leverage. Mm-hmm. And you remember there were some closed-end funds out there. And, I mean, the market, you know, capital markets dried up and they couldn't issue and roll over that paper they used to create that leverage. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, those things got killed.
So that discount became a real discount.
It was painful to watch for some of them.
They're very good point. I would say for the unsophisticated, beware of closed-end funds. John from Kennesaw. I'm 57 and I was divorced 6 years ago. I remarried in 2010. My ex, who is 55, will not remarry for alimony maintenance purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand that she would be entitled to my Social Security benefits upon retirement age. My question, how does that affect my current wife's and my benefits?
The short answer, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. If, you know, what's your wife, John, is still going to be able to claim a spousal benefit, which would be 50% of your benefit if she took it at, you know, full retirement age. But if you're married, you know, and you've been married 10 years and you were married to that person for 10 years, then they do qualify to file for a spousal benefit once they meet, you know, if certain qualifications are met. Okay, they were married 10 years. They have to be at least, you know, the ex-spouse would have to be at least 62 years old to file for benefits. She would have to be unmarried at the time to file for benefits. And
she'd have to be unmarried.
Correct. Correct.
Because if she's married, then she has to file under her current spouse.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
So and
so you
then,
want your ex to marry up.
Well, it doesn't affect you.
It doesn't affect you.
It doesn't affect you. I know.
It affects the deficit.
But you still want her to marry.
It affects the deficit, the national deficit.
More important, if you're paying alimony, you want her to get married.
He wants her to get married because of the alimony, not for any other reason. But anyway, and then that's also if she doesn't have
somehow,
a work
I think
record
the three of us have some experience in this area.
There may be.
A little bit.
Some experience.
I found it really interesting that if your ex-wife had reached full retirement age and she was eligible for a spouse's benefit and her own benefit, you know, she had a choice.
Correct.
You know, she could choose to receive only the divorced spouse's benefit now and delay receiving her own retirement benefits until a later date.
That's because if she waits till after her full retirement age, she can take the spousal, okay? And then she can postpone taking the benefit on her record, and she earns those delayed retirement
credits. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold it now. So let's say I have an ex-wife. I have a late ex-wife. May she rest in peace. So if she was
she cannot file for benefits. If that's your question.
No. You're saying to me that if you have an ex-spouse and she's working and she turns 62 years of age, she can keep working and draw.
No, you can't take an early spousal benefit. Now, that precludes you from doing
so
the switch.
Let's just
if
say,
she reaches full retirement age.
Let's say she's 65 or 67, whatever.
Yeah,
full
okay.
Right now,
her,
what it is
her
right
full
now.
Retirement age.
And she's still working.
Okay.
She can still work and grab her exes, 50% of your exes.
That's right.
And keep working.
That's right.
And then when she retires, she can say, I don't want my exes, I want mine.
If her benefit
fully.
On her
is
record
better.
Is better, then she'll take hers.
Ah,
she's earned
and
an increase.
I did not know that. I did not
hers,
know
yeah.
that.
By delaying it, she's getting
does
a higher benefit.
Does this also work for ex-husbands? It just as well.
Yes, that's right. It doesn't matter. It's, no,
and also, same. If you remarry and lose the benefit and then get a divorce, you can actually go back to receiving the benefit from your former spouse.
If you let me understand this correctly now,
if your ex-spouse remarries, he or she generally cannot collect benefits on your record unless
they later, yep.
later remarries. But if they get a divorce, they can go back to receiving your benefits.
If she was married for that, if she's not, if she meets those qualifications, then I don't see a problem why that would be a problem. If she was married and over 62
now,
and
understand,
was married 10
now,
years,
and
then now she's
understand
not.
This. This is not having any impact on your yep. retirement benefit
that's
or
right.
your current spouse's retirement
that's right.
benefit. Okay? And if you die and your spouse is there, she's going to get 50% your current spouse, regardless of whether you've been married 10 years or not.
Well, no, she'll get your full benefit.
That's right.
That's right. She doesn't continue
yeah,
with
yeah,
her.
Right.
If you pass away, if
yeah.
you're, you know, the primary
so,
insurance.
So there's no it. Harm, no damage here.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. The short answer is it's not going to impact John.
Okay. That makes sense.
But it will impact the deficit, the national deficit.
No issue.
All right. Another one here. Wow. Listen to this. Did you know that Churchill Downs, Nolan from Atlanta, here's an upbeat one for you. Churchill Downs is a public
yes.
company.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they have a Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Would it be a good investment or just something to fun to follow?
It's not all that exciting, but I was impressed. You know, horse racing, casino gaming, lodging, and largest online account wagering system out there. You know, they own Riverwalk Casino in Vicksburg, Michigan. That's why I said Vicksburg last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zero debt, small dividend, 9% growth. Looks okay, but, you know, not my cup of tea, but nothing all that bad about it.
Well, a lot of that's probably, yeah, you think most of the future money there is in the online stuff instead of on track?
I think so,
yeah,
but
that's
you know, there's going to be a lot of regulation if
right.
that continues to grow,
right.
I just, in my opinion.
Well, listen, guys, been a good show.
Yep.
And if anybody out there wants to get some tax advice, the season is starting off. And you can give us a call at 770-429-9166 and ask for accounting department, taxes. Be happy to set you up. See you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.